Girls Under Pressure, written by Jacqueline Wilson and read by Bridget Forsyth.
It's all my idea. Let's go Christmas shopping on Saturday, I say to my two best friends, Magda and Nadine. Great, says Magda, who lives to shop. Sure, says Nadine, but she looks surprised. I thought you always made your own Christmas presents, Ellie. Yes, well, I think I've grown out of that stage now, I say hurriedly. We've always had this silly tradition in my family. I'd think of a theme and then make everyone a present based on it. There was the year of the stripy hand-knitted scarves, the wobbly vases, the year I joined the pottery class, the cross-stitched canvas purses. I made them for everyone, friends as well as family. And because people were polite, I thought they really liked my loopy homemade junk. I've known Nadine since we were both five, so she's endured years of fraying dresses for her Barbie dolls and lumpy little felt mice. When we started secondary school, I made Nadine a black and silver friendship bracelet. I made one for Magda in pink and purple. They seemed to like them. They both wore them for a while anyway. Last Christmas, I made special boxes for all the family, studded with beads and shells. I used licorice all sorts for Eggs's box. But he tried to lick them through the glaze and hurt his tongue. Typical. Dad and Anna act like he's an infant prodigy, but I think he's got the brains of a flea. I pondered long and hard over boxes for Magda and Nadine. In the end, I made Nadine a silver box with a painted silver shell design. I did an identical one in gold for Magda. She opened hers as if she was expecting something inside, and then she asked if I'd be making her a gold necklace to go in it next year. She was joking, I think. I suddenly felt about Eggsy's age. We'll go round the Flowerfield shopping centre, I say firmly. We'll buy all the presents for our families and then we'll split up for a bit and buy each other stuff. And then we'll go to the soda fountain and have a milkshake, says Magda, getting more enthusiastic by the minute.